Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. One, I'm going to apologize. I am congested. I think Coachella, allergies, it's all catching up
with
me.
Your life caught up with you. I mean, Masters, Coachella. You were screaming to Taylor last night in your apartment.
No good deed goes undone. Okay. No good deed goes undone. But we have to celebrate because I'm sorry we didn't mention it on Wednesday's podcast, but that was number...
Because we didn't know.
Well, I did. No, I did. I meant to say I meant to write it in the notes. And then, of course, I forgot. But Wednesday's episode was our 400th episode. That is insane.
We've done this 400 times. I'm not even sure what year we're on. I always get that very confused.
Seven, is it six, eight, or seven? Four.
Well, how many March Madness winners have we had? Seven. Right?
Yeah.
Seven. Bo, Bo,
Mo, Larry. Bo, Carl, Luke, Andrea, Captain Jason, and Craig. Seven. But we didn't do it the first year, so we must be on year eight, right?
It's going on. This wow. is a wild, what a wild ride we've been on.
And it's like, could 10K you imagine
before
if we,
Labor Day, 10K before Labor Day.
Could you imagine if we had good memories to remember anything from the past month? Imagine.
That'd be great.
I would like to thank everyone because I know that there's been people that have been there from the beginning. Thank you. People who have come on recently, people who have joined us on our journey. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, we
literally couldn't do this without everybody. Yes. We couldn't do this without you guys. So appreciative. But 400. Wow.
Woo-hoo. So this is 401.
This is 401. And then obviously it's like happy Tortured Poets Department to all who celebrate. We will be talking about the album. We've listened, we've done it, but we're going to save it for the end because I know, look, we're basic bitches. Get over it. This is who we are. We need to talk about this.
You can't deny that.
And if we have time, we may need to pause the pod. You and I need to watch the music video and then also discuss it at the end. It comes out in like 30 minutes.
I love a good music video. So.
You love a music video. I think Fortnite's great. We'll get into it. We will get into it. Tell us about your night last night because you went to Lou.
So I think that was either my fourth or fifth time seeing the Countess. This is her new show, Fuck, Marry, Kill. I posted videos and I feel like a lot of people were saying she wasn't a good singer. And my thought is, what did you expect? It's basically karaoke, friends. I love that she had completely new songs. She always, you know, she does her classics, mm-hmm. Giovanni.
Which song did she close with? Was it Money But Can't Buy You Class?
She kind of did like a Madonna rendition thing at the end and like has this bride moment that was super fun.
Like a virgin?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
I made it through the wilderness. Yeah.
That was really good then, right there, by the way.
Thank you so much. And then she ended with, you know, when you were like going along, I'm like, wait, has she done Giovanni? Has she done?
They all kind of sound the same. So you're like, I know I heard one of them and I honestly can't remember which one.
I can't tell you which one she ended with, but she sang a new song like the Fuck, Marry, Kill. And then she has this thing like the Cuntess. And she was selling merch. Cuntess.
Wait, so didn't Mario call her that? Or no, he called her the Countless. Countless.
So that she has like a little rendition of that. But I mean, you guys, she's saying Shania Twain, Tina Turner,
Miley,
Stevie Nicks. I mean,
wow,
the range the woman has, but also all songs that every single woman in the audience knows and is screaming it to cover her voice as well.
She's smart. I was like laughing. You posted a story and it was like Miley or Lou. And you're basically saying like, I can't tell. Is it Miley Cyrus or is it Lou? And everyone's like, obviously Miley is the better singer. It's like, no, that's not what she's saying.
The point, guys, we know that. Like she's singing Man, I Feel Like a Woman. She's singing What's Love Got to Do with It. I mean, just like fun things that people can get up to dance to. And then also in between, she has like a great script. She's a good storyteller. She's talking about like one night stands. She plays with the audience like Fuck, Marry, Kill, and you get to ask her. So we got there a little late. So I was in the very back. But I really appreciate it. She did. It was like very cabaret, like, you know, it was tables and the waiter would come. But I wish I would have asked, between that Oliver Scarcosi, who she went on a date with, that is the
Mary Kate's ex-husband.
Yeah. I wish I did that. Joe Bradley.
Oh.
And then like maybe like Andy Cohen or something. I was trying to think of a good third.
But she hasn't hooked up with Andy Cohen.
I know, but like, you know, Mary Fuck Hill, like where would she? I don't know. I thought that would be kind of.
No. I think that would have been a great
because
one.
She was also saying people would say things and then she's like, well, I already fucked that person. You know, she's just so honest and
she's in on the joke and that's what makes it fun. Like she's doing the same thing Tom Sandoval is doing, except that he takes himself seriously.
But also she was really the first person to put on like these live shows. And it is by far the best one to me. And I've seen a lot.
You've Stassi's, seen every iteration.
Tamara and Teddy's. I've seen all of Lou's. I've seen
Erica.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a ton,
show that comes through SF, Mary is checking out.
I'm gonna do the work.
You're a
guys.
Connoisseur of taste.
But It is. It's just hysterical. I would recommend it to anybody. So,
well, I mean,
no major like highlights or anything, but just like such a fun girls' night out, you know?
Yeah. My, like our friend that went with you was like texting because she's like a big Swiftie and she's like, oh my God, do I not go to Luann? I go, you go to Luann. Okay. The album will be there when you get out. She goes, that was a quick 90 minutes. Lou got us in and then she got us out. And you know what? I thank her for that.
It starts exactly at 8 o'clock and she's done at 9:30. And that's like the perfect amount for a show, too.
Literally. You know? Yeah. So there were were there any runs? Did you get to meet Lou or was it just kind of like you showed up?
No, I didn't. I didn't get any kind of
this was a casual night for you.
Special treatment.
You did not make it in the Uber.
I didn't get any. It was kind of, you know,
uneventful.
Run of the mill. That's but it. You know what? Super fun still, you know. We didn't go to Balboa together at the end.
You did go?
No.
I was like, "Oh, she let you in?" So you were saying, you're recommending, look, if you want to go have a fun night, you're not getting opera, okay? You're not getting real jazz, okay? You're getting Lou singing the hits.
Yeah, actually, I would say the Stevie Nicks was the best for her because of that, like, octave level.
Stevie Nicks song did she sing? Edge of 17?
And you go, and you know,
Dreams?
Your freedom. You know, I don't know the names of songs.
Okay.
I could sing most of the words or at least pretend to, but, you know, I don't know names of songs.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. This is going to be tough later, but I'm so sorry for even mentioning
well,
that.
Well, yeah. Like, I mean, I'll be like number one, number two. I like the third song.
Okay. We'll walk through. We'll do. Right. Okay. Well, I'm glad you had a great time.
Always a good time with my Brava friends.
What are you doing tonight?
Okay, I'm going golfing for the first time ever. I have a 6 o'clock tee time. Apparently, I should go to the driving range before. Friends,
not going to help for you. I'm going to tell you.
Never held a golf club. I mean, I guess mini golf. I've done mini golf. Doing
you're
9 holes
be a pro on
tonight.
The green.
Twilight golf. I think I could be a natural. You know, I played field hockey. I was the goalie, but
you could for sure. Here's my one recommendation as someone who's also not a golfer. Okay. You don't have to swing as hard as you think you need to.
Mm-hmm.
You need to just swing through. Does that make sense?
Yes. So a kid in my class is actually a very good golfer. And, you know, I asked him
for some
tips.
From third graders.
I was like, so how do I hold it? You know, I'm lefty. You know, can you show me? And I feel like he showed me a technique. He had me like put my fingers like over. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't think to do that. So I already feel like I have a leg up.
Yeah. I think you're going to, what happens when you get like a hole in one and Michael's like, what the fuck?
I'm just hoping to be a natural, you know?
I feel like you're going to come back and report back that you had the best time.
I also, you know, it's like you can have your drinks. You're outside.
You get a cart.
You're social. You get a cart. Oh. I wouldn't even mind the walking part, to be honest, because I like to get my steps in. So
right. Oh, you're going to have a blast. I'm excited. We're just look at us, just two golf girlies.
I think that I wish, you know, I played.
What's
like,
your what's your golf hockey. Outfit for tonight?
Oh, it's going to be pretty cold. Oh. So I think just like some pants and a Patagonia.
Yeah.
You that know, makes, just because makes. It's cold. But I look forward to the summer where I could wear like a tennis skirt.
Or a golf skirt. The golf skirt.
Sure.
Yeah. You could wear the golf skirt to tennis later. Okay. Yeah. I want to mention, because breaking news of what happened today, is this growth? Is this really happening? Brittany Cartwright has unfollowed both Jax and Lori K, the publicist.
So do you think there is something going on?
Well, I said it on Wednesday. I think that there was the rumor.
In Canada.
That in Canada. And look, I don't know.
But if it's out of the country, it doesn't count.
Well, hoes in different area codes. Ludacris told us it was okay. You just, I don't know that Jax checked with Brittany if that was okay. But
can I see what Lori looks like? Where can I find Lori?
Go Lori K Publications.
Okay.
On Instagram. Go to any of
like. Does she have.
She's married with kids. So it's the whole thing's wild. Everything's wild. But she's like the publicist for like the Bachelor people and like this sounds rude, but like the low end Bravo people.
Okay. Like tell me who else.
Schwartz,
Kristen,
I believe Sandoval. I don't think Kristen. But it's just I'm.
Oh yeah,
I'm,
Lori K Publications.
I need Brittany. I just need her to excel in life.
Oh, she was also Brittany's publicist.
Yes.
Oh wow, she went to Watch What Happens Live with her like last week.
Well, yeah, and then she went to Toronto.
or Montreal or wherever they are in Canada. I say Toronto.
So oh, yeah. She's like Olivia Flowers. It looks like.
Yeah. So she has like a, she seems to be kind of the PR for reality. The R stands for reality.
Okay.
You know, also too, it's like Larsa and Marcus are maybe back together. It's like, I can't keep up on this roller coaster.
Those like, but they're so thirsty. They call the Paps.
The beach pics.
I mean, she's like, page six, hey, we're going to go hang out. Get a shot.
Uh-huh. Oh, we'll be here at this time. Come find us. Mm-hmm. We don't care. It's like, you know what? We need the single girls to reunite on next season of Miami.
Did you ever see when Heidi Montag,
God, I love her.
When she was like, I called the paparazzi, but they didn't show up.
Yeah. Like,
that probably has happened to Larsa.
Spencer and Heidi, first off, the fact that they're still together is like amazing. I mean, so like, who would have thought that would have been
a test of time?
Truly. And like Spencer and his obsession with Taylor Swift, too. If you see him on like TikTok, it's so funny. He's got all the merch, all the gear, everything. He's obsessed. But they're so honest and so real. Like, yeah, well, I had a single release. So I went to like the Americana and I called paparazzi so that they could just start taking photos of me.
I know. I mean,
like, they have no shame in the best way. I love that for them.
Do you think we will see Marcus on this next season?
Oh, probably.
I think so, too.
Probably. It's like he's probably like back because he's like, oh, my dad, I'm not the MJ heir, even though my Instagram handle says it.
I literally.
But
as I'm looking him up, I'm like, where is this guy? Oh. I didn't recognize it because you don't even have your first name on your account.
No, it's MJ Air. And I'm curious if he is the heir. Also, I still keep, like, if you guys didn't watch Air, by the way, of Michael Jordan and how those shoes came about, highly recommend.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Great watch. Honestly, movie. Feel like it could have won a few Oscars.
Mm.
That's just me and my horrible taste. Speaking of horrible taste... I'm just kidding. I have nowhere to go with that. But wait, did you see though? Okay, so OC, you mentioned on Wednesday that OC was wrapping up. Joe is back in the mix now. They brought Joe back.
I feel like that is like, they're just throwing.
They're jumping the shark there.
I mean, I know Vicky is going to get a confessional.
As she should. She is the queen of OC. She is the number one girl in this group, aka Bravo. She started the whole thing.
Okay, so basically the season's going to be about the Tres Amigas fallout, then Shannon's DUI.
John and Alexis.
Yeah.
So the season is revolving around Shannon. This is very, and I'm so mad at Shannon with the DUI stuff, but I also.
Do you think she's drinking?
Yeah, I don't think she ever stopped drinking.
She did go to an outpatient recovery.
Okay, so she got out every day? Okay, 5 o'clock somewhere.
She never went in.
Yeah. I mean, but there's something about Shannon that I just want her to win.
Yeah, I'm, you know,
and if she made me choose someone, Shannon or Tamara,
she showed me that Spanx, you can actually pee through them.
Well, you get the crotchless ones, or you just go to jacuzzi.
I've never actually done that though. I have one, but I've never done that. That
crotchless Spanx. Like,
it feels like it would go everywhere, right? Have you ever done it?
I don't have crotchless Spanx.
Okay.
So.
It just seems risky.
It would make me very nervous. There would be a lot of positioning myself, you know, like just to like really.
I mean, seriously, it has to go everywhere.
Men, you will never fucking know how hard it is to be a woman. Okay.
Like at the last wedding I went to after dinner, I just took off the Spanx and I put them in my purse. Like I was over it.
You were like, you know what? They serve their purpose.
Yeah. Like I looked good in the photos. We're just dancing now.
I mean,
it's okay if things move around a little bit.
You want things to move around because you want it to fall off your body from the cows that you're burning. Shake it off. Shake it off. Okay, let's talk. Did you catch up on Summer House Martha's Vineyard?
Okay, I did. Okay. This was probably one of my favorite episodes to start.
Okay. This week's or last week's? I thought last week's.
Slip and slide. This is slip and slide, right?
Yes, I think that was last week's.
Oh.
Did you get to where they're yelling?
I'm all caught up.
You are caught up.
Yes. Yeah.
I think that both episodes, they were kind of, I mean, they're together. Like the slip and slide, and then they had gone out this episode.
My thing is there's a lot of tears.
Oh my God, they're always crying.
Okay. I don't feel bad for Jordan. I feel bad
about alopecia.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
She's so defensive a lot. And I think it's like.
But she cried a lot on Winterhouse too.
It just for me is like, I think she's always on the defense for some reason. And I'm like, come on, Jordan. Like, you're so beautiful. You have all these. And I can understand. Like, if you have alopecia, I can't imagine what that's like. And I think if you have, like, Jordan's a gorgeous girl. And I think of a lot of it is like, she's the last playmate. So a lot of her looks is very important to her. And when that kind of happens.
Her other thing was like, she was single. Wasn't that like one of her other?
She's single. She's taken on a lot of life. More than any other 31-year-old she knows, which I'm like, here we go. Like,
it just felt like a pity party.
It was. And then it's like, as soon as, you know, and then Alex is even saying, like, I really haven't heard from Jordan. Like, I'm kind of checking in. She's like, well, I didn't fuck with you because you fuck with Shanice. And then open this whole, like, Pandora's box on stuff. And I'm like, whoa, what is happening? Like,
I can't
Jordan just
Alex.
Seems to pick a fight with every single person in the house. And if it's not Jordan, it's Bria.
Why are people interested in Alex? Like,
because he's tall. They're always tall.
Poor Noelle. She throws her heart out to him.
I'm obsessed with Noelle. Noelle's my favorite.
Rejected by him. And I'm like, who does this guy think he is? He's a vegan?
He's a vegan.
Restrictive. I feel like he has so many rules.
He was a DJ and I was like, oh, okay. That's like you said vegan.
Because he's a vegan. He just seems like he has so many rules. Like, I have to get up at this time. Now I'm going to meditate. Next I'm going to go to
church. Why are all the girls taking out the trash and he's sitting there meditating, okay? Get your ass up and grab one of the 20 bags of trash. Why are there 20 bags of trash in the house?
I was wondering, where was that in the house?
Where is this route we're taking to get to the dumpster? We've discovered that we have a watermelon growing. We have full, like, garden out there. Like, we're just discovering this on day 5.
But where was the trash?
Was it in a dumpster in around the house?
No, but where was the 20 bags lying?
I agree. Where was it? Where was it?
I don't know.
And then it's just like, I'm like, everybody's mad at each other. Like, this whole Mariah and Phil thing, it's like, yeah, sorry. Phil literally shit in a toilet and then tried to fight every single person in the house. He shouldn't come back. I don't know why Bria and Shanice, he's got a house there. Why don't you go to that house? Take a camera.
Don't want Phil.
Don't need Phil. And I love that literally Preston is like basically inferring like, hey, Phil's homophobic and like he made me feel completely uncomfortable and like, nobody seems to kind of understand Preston's struggle with this.
I don't think, like, we'll see Phil. I think that's we are going to see Maria.
But then it's like Bria. What's pissing me off about Bria is it's like
I like Bria. No, the way she talks to her boyfriend is psychotic.
What's it? Where he's like, I just got off of work. I'm looking flights to your expense. She's like, I can't talk to you. Stop yelling at me. I'm like, Simon, poor Simon. But here's what I can't understand. Bria and Summer literally got into a fight. The same sort of, one could say it was actually a tougher push last summer than the Mariah and Bria incident. And now Bria like wants to create a little bit more drama. And I feel so bad for Jasmine, who's hiding the secret that she's pregnant right now. She's been isolated by most of this group. And she's basically throwing a lifeline out of, I need someone because I'm dealing, my husband is gone. I am pregnant. I have all these secrets I'm keeping and I'm trying to keep sane while also continuing to try to build back these relationships from last summer.
I feel like she's far along, like past the first trimester.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
I think so too. It's like, I'm getting like.
I feel bad for her.
I feel horrible for her. I'm like, just let me.
But I don't feel bad for Jordan. But I felt bad for Shanice.
Do you feel bad for Shanice?
Yes. I knew she didn't stalk him. And the court of the law said she didn't either. And now this fucker wants to sue her for $20,000. Have a job. She doesn't even have any money. She can't even buy clothes.
But also last summer she admitted that she did do it.
I think she did a couple things.
She crossed some lines, but not all.
Yeah.
She's
traumatized. Yeah. I really like Shanice. I mean, her eating chips on the couch with Nick had me giggling. Like
that, those were
a great combo.
Like, I want lighter moments with the sour cream. Yeah. Dip that. Which is like, that's like, those are
people after our own hearts there. The eating thing. And then she's like the comic relief. And then like Summer's having her full breakdown because her and Jordan are fighting about God knows what. Like that Jordan's defensive and Jordan is mean and Summer. I don't even know what they're fighting about. And she just rips one. And she breaks the tension with a fart. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that. She said, you know what?
Cutting the cheese.
Yeah.
She said, cutting.
And then someone at one point said, please stop eating the cheddar chips. You're farting too much. And you know what I love about her, too? She said, I'm going to party till 5 a.m. Oh, you want me to come to church with you? You got it. I don't have anything to wear, so I'm going to go borrow something from Bria. I'm going to put on a mini skirt and like a kind of crop top shirt. And oh, God, I look like a grandma. And then she's
my favorite.
I agree. Shanice, I mean, for all of her crazy, I think she's the reality TV I'm like looking for.
Absolutely. She's like, there for a good time, not a long time. She
said
today.
Summer should be fun. And she looked at other Summer and said, Summer, you are not fun. Summer, you're not fun. Jordan, you're not fun. Alex, you're not really fun. Nick, you're not fun unless you're eating chips. Amir,
you're hot.
You're hot, but you don't want to get into the drama, so you're having the
word he didn't. What was the word he didn't know how to spell?
No, it was like it was interpreted.
No. There was like a word he spelled out loud that was completely wrong.
Oh, I missed that.
Not this episode.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm
like now. It's like you're triggering something in my head of like, yes, but I can't remember what it was. But I know that he said like you interpreted something, and Preston's like, it's interpreted, but go off. Like, I just feel like there's people that are going to have fun in this house, and then there's people that are going through a lot of trauma. And I'm like, let's have one episode, zero tears.
I would like to see it. Hopefully next week.
It's not going to happen because someone has a surprise appearance.
It's a to be continued.
Oh, God.
And then is she gonna tell us at the table she's pregnant? What a way to tell people.
I hope not. That's like, I feel so bad because I'm literally like, all I wanted to be is like, shut the fuck up, I'm pregnant. But I'm like, right. She doesn't want to reveal it that way. I think she said something like she is at the end of her first trimester and she wanted to, but
she was probably in like waiting 4 days for testing or second, come back.
Yeah, the first, and like while she's in the house, she'd hit her second that she could tell them. So
you're right.
But I mean, I'm still enjoying this show. Like, I feel like these past two episodes were, or at least a slip and slide episode. And then they brought over those hot guys, too.
I mean, all I'm thinking about is Balloon Joe.
That's the other different summer house. I'm talking about they brought over some hot guys for the slip and slide party, like Shanice's friends. And she's like, I'm not going to hook up with him. He fucked my friend. And I'm like, but Noelle could. Mm-hmm.
I want Noelle to hook up this summer.
I want Noelle to take a starring role. It's like, Summer, I'm sorry, you're not the star of the show. It's Noelle.
And Shanice.
They are the stars of the show. And Milo, obviously. Milo.
Clearly.
I mean, we're not getting enough Milo.
We need a lot of Milo.
We do, but I would like more.
Okay.
Is what I'm saying. Okay, anything else on that? Or should we take a quick break and come back with OG Summer House?
OG Summer House.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances blooming too? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, it's easy to start building credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments with no annual fees or interest. And if your credit scores grows, so could the opportunities for lower rates on loans like cars or home loans. The Chime Credit Card Builder Visa credit card has no annual fees, interest, or credit checks to apply. You can use it everywhere Visa credit cards are accepted, and you're building credit using your own money. My favorite feature is the Spot Me, so it's a fee-free overdraft. So you just set up a qualifying direct deposit, sign up for Spot Me, and Chime will spot you up to your limit when you make a credit card purchase or cash withdrawal that exceeds your balance. The overdraft fee is up to $200 without fees with SwapMe when you set up with a qualifying direct deposit. You can get paid up to 2 days earlier with direct deposit. So with a qualifying direct deposit, you can get access to your money sooner. They have over 60,000 fee-free ATMs, and you can send and receive money using Chime. And if you are like sending out money and they're not a Chime member, that works too. And you can cash out your money fee-free. With Chime Secure Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/judgy. That's chime.com/judgy. Chime feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. member FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosure for details.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Everyone is always trying to drink water. You're trying to get down as much as you can in a day, and it can be challenging, but not with Liquid IV. I tear, I pour, and I live more. Literally one stick and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. It is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It has 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, and it has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks. I try to drink as much water as I can, but Liquid IV, I feel like doubles it. I'm obsessed with the different flavors. Right now, I'm a raspberry lemon girl. Also really enjoy their white peach. They're also sugar-free. They have lemon lime. They have green grape. And it just makes drinking water less laborious. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. You can get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TJG at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TJG at liquidiv.com. I've been using Whey products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair,
Everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Whey. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Whey products. I'm a Whey girly, but be fizz free. With Whey, you can go to THEOUAI.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
All right, okay. Let's do it. Okay, I've got to tell you, this is such a return to a warm hug of what summer house should be. These parties are so good. The vibes of the house are so high. Everybody's there to have a great time. I love it.
They really revived the show in so many ways. And I feel like it's all on Wes's shoulder right now.
What, I mean, here, it's like...
I didn't miss Jesse.
I miss Jesse. I think Jesse brings, I like the single guy vibe. And I'm wondering too, like, what if Chris was cast on this season and not last season? Would he have brought a different element?
Yeah. And like, they could have been a trio.
Yeah. It just feels like there's always like three guys. I mean, Carl and Kyle kind of count as like one guy for me, but like, there's always like,
they're a dynamic duo.
Yeah. But it's more just like, the new guys are bringing energy, and I think what West is doing and what I think Jesse is doing, they're bringing out the fun side of all the other girls. They're there for a good time. They want to have a good time.
They're light. They're not like enveloped in the drama. They're not there to stir the pot.
No, they're there
as the comedic relief and to
they're there have to sex have sex, basically, even though Sierra's like, no.
So, okay.
Let's break that.
Wes's dad posted photos of Sierra at their Montana property in the fall. Mm-hmm. So this leads me to believe they did have sex and they did hang out after the summer.
I don't know, because her on the after show was very much like, no, like this is a privilege. She was. So I don't know.
You don't think they ever something?
Also, is Sierra the most beautiful person on the planet? I swear to God. She was on Watch What Happens Live with Tyler Cameron, who everyone thinks is like very good looking. And I'm like, you're not even the most attractive person on the stage, Tyler. Mm-hmm. Shush, shush, shush. I would like to look at Sierra. I'll put it on mute.
Victoria's Secret? She did Victoria's Secret, right?
She did. She was on their website. Yeah, she's done Victoria's Secret. She's done Express with Madison.
Like, we know you love Express.
Okay. First off, yeah. And look who's also modeling for Express. Speaking of, I've got 2+2s right here, okay? I've got Madison and Sierra.
I know. You're
okay? Right. God. Yeah. Express, if you're listening, I love you. I love you.
I feel like that's someone that's going to go bankrupt soon. I'm also predicting... Yeah, and I'm predicting Nordstrom's.
Express?
Mm-hmm.
There is a resurgence in Express. How dare you? And if you tell me you've never owned an editor pant from Express.
Oh, I'm not denying that. In the 2000s, yes.
So why do they have to go? Why is the one place that's my joy of shopping? Do you have to take that away from me?
I just have a feeling. It's not at my mall anymore. And the Nordstrom isn't either.
I'm sorry, Sierra and Madison just did a full campaign for them, and now you're telling me it's going away? Can you pick a different store?
2024.
Can you give me one store? Like, pick a different store that could go bankrupt. Abercrombie, put that over there.
No, that's doing very well. They're having a resurgence.
Old Navy?
No, they're doing great, too.
Spencer's, Hot Topic.
I recently went into a Hot Topic because my friend really likes Blink 182 and I found a Blink 182 shirt there. But yeah.
Can we do, I mean, give me Express. You're hurting
my Okay, head. You can take back Express. Okay, jeez. Moving on. Okay, so we're driving up to the summer house. It's Paige, Sierra, Wes. Wes is driving and he's like, so did she miss me? I love their conversations in front of each other as well.
I think what I actually find interesting about their dynamic is because I want to believe that like Wes is this like fuck boy. Maybe I don't want to believe that, but just like the vibes that he's giving of like kind of commitment phobe and he's asking, where is this going after the summer? I actually think in this point in time, he is insecure in a sense. He's unemployed. Mm-hmm. The girl that he likes has just signed this like multi-year deal as a model and that's will be going international him. And doing all this stuff. And so it's almost like he doesn't want to get rejected while she goes and lives this life that he's not going to be a part of. Like that I almost see him being like, well, I'm not going to commit because I don't want to, because I don't want to get hurt. Because Sierra is about to do all this amazing stuff in her life. And like, who am I? I'm an unemployed guy on a reality show.
I also think he had like a really great conversation with his aunt over Marx.
Oh my God. In Central Park. I loved it.
And she's like, well, you haven't really had a relationship outside of high school.
And so she probably like, was a fuck boy.
She's like, put on your big boy pants now. I mean, if you're really interested in this girl, then make a commitment.
Yeah.
But I also see his hesitation because I think a lot of it, he's like, oh man, she signed this 2-year contract. Like, this probably isn't going to go anywhere.
Which is like funny because I'm like,
want it to go anywhere though.
I think he wants it to be a casual thing and have fun.
He wants to sleep with her and he really enjoys her company. And I could see them hanging out for months at a time. And then it kind of gets to that point where it's like, well, what are we? And maybe he would have jumped in, but I don't think they got to it.
It feels like next week he calls her his girlfriend. Like somebody asked about his girlfriend so that they might have this some sort of conversation. It's
can you be boyfriend, girlfriend without having sex?
Yes, Mary. Literally, many relationships. I'm like, so what were you doing in third grade, perv? Yes, Mary. Some people are virgins until they get married.
That's right. I was too. I'm like, you're literally in the Catholic Church.
Woman.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot.
You're a woman of God over here, and you're asking if you can have sex, and you said, "Not till I've got a ring on this finger, baby. I'm married to God until then." And that's what you told him.
I don't think that girlfriend, I think that was like loose. You know, it's like how when we go out on like one date and then you're like, oh, my new boyfriend, you know?
Like in a joking manner, not in this crazy manner. Yeah. Wink. Wink. I'm on a lot of meds right now.
You're doing great.
Okay. So they go to this bar. First off, I'm like laughing because I'm like, okay, they basically have to pump up this bar that they're going to. They're like, so what's the vibe at this bar? Like Kyle asks Amanda. She's like, I don't know. I heard it's really funny. He's like, oh my God, I can't wait to have fun at this bar. And then they all get like wasted.
They
Amanda shows her tit.
So tanked at this. Like,
And I want to talk about the Paige-Danielle conversation, but I also want to say it's like Amanda gets wasted and Kyle's like, man, after our therapy session, and I realized what a good team we are when Amanda just basically stays up and gets wasted and matches my energy. I just realized how great of a team we could be. It's like, I don't see any compromise there, Kyle.
Right. He's like, she did this for me. She went out till 2 a.m. for me. That's true love.
Yeah, what a compromise we've made. It's like, no, Kyle, I think she went to 100 and you stayed there.
Right.
You know? What do you take about this, Danielle? It's so funny to me that now all of a sudden, because Paige has experienced the Danielle, she's like, oh, I get Lindsay from last summer, even though I spent a year talking shit on her. What do you think about this convo that Danielle had with Paige?
I think she's saying it like it is. She's like, you give him nothing. Like, he is waiting around for you, but you haven't even given him an inch. And I think in Danielle's mind, like, the next step would be for her and Craig to go in on a place in New York. And so I feel like that's what she's thinking in the back of her head, but she doesn't say it like that.
She's almost saying like, you have to tell me, like, Craig wants all of these things and it is on your timeline, but you're actually, according to Danielle, she feels that the timeline's not moving. Like Paige is moving. But and so then also, the next logical step would be
Paige. Get involved in people's relationship. You already got burned.
She can't so with Lindsay bad, and Carl. So she's got to go over to Paige. Yeah, she's got to go over. But I'm like laughing too.
And I love Danielle too. Like I love, she's like, I don't kiss and tell. I have sex. Like I love how she's free, fancy, fun. She talks about it all, but she is quick to judge.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think, and I don't necessarily think she's like wrong, but I actually, this was the first time that Paige had said, like, when she's like, you know, Craig's my friend. And they're like, your friend. She's like, no. And I felt like she was like, well, no, like my partner's my best friend kind of thing. But then this was the first time I feel like we've heard Paige say out loud to other people, like, I know I'm going to marry him. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was growth from Paige. Also, did you see that Queens of Bravo posted that like Jesse was actually at the bar with them?
Oh, really?
Yeah. No. Like, why? Remember they used to do that with like Alex? Like, why do we hide cast members?
They used to do that to him all the time.
All the time. Poor Alex. Bring him back. I would like there to be just as many guys as girls. And the more single ones, the better. Because I think that's what's making this season so fun is the fact that there's like people are just wanting to party.
I also like had the giggles when Danielle was talking to Paige and Kyle's like, oh my God, you just said that out loud. Yeah. Like, I mean, we've all been thinking this, but Danielle.
He just had a full shocked face. Yeah. I mean, and then when they come back from the bar and first off, Gabby flips over the couch. I was cracking up. Then they pan to them in the kitchen and Gabby's on a stool. She falls off and Kyle just says, you make sitting seem really hard.
I missed Gabby too. She makes me too. Laugh. Like her commentary about her dad. She's like, well, now my sister has a boyfriend and my dad's on my ass about it. Like,
yeah.
It just makes me giggle.
Oh, I mean, I think this cast is so good. Like, I really do think that this cast is so good. And then we've got Balloon Guy Joe.
Okay. When Lindsay first is explaining this, I'm like, a balloon guy? Come on, girl. Like, we can do better than a balloon guy, right? Then I saw Joe.
And you were like, blow smoke up show. My balloons.
Like, smoke.
What if show. Joe owns the balloon company?
He could. And he has a wonderful accent that I appreciate. Yeah, I just. East Coast. I feel like he's from Boston.
Yeah, I felt there was definitely like a deep accent, the East Coast accent there.
And he fits right in.
Yeah,
like, he's all about taking the shots. But I don't like this competition.
Yes, I was going to say, Danielle, could you just give one to Gabby?
Just give one. She's just aggressive.
I mean, she's a Capricorn.
She goes after it.
She says, that's what I want. I'm going to go after it. And I like that about her. I don't mind that, but I felt like it was very much like they were trying to set up an issue between Danielle and Gabby, even like on the car ride when Gabby's like, can anybody be a willing woman for me, please? And she's like, and I got a gay man's phone number. Like, she's like, and okay, I can't even win at that. But I don't know. It felt like they were trying to really show this like competitive edge of like, okay, Danielle's just going to hook. She's going to win. She's going to win.
It wasn't even really a competition. It felt like, I feel like Danielle just pounced right away. You know what I mean? Yeah. But also this party looks like a fucking blast. They have laser tag. We got balloons. We have pizza. We have lover boy. I mean, people are being silly. I mean, Sierra has been killing it with the costume all season long.
I thought they all looked fun. I mean, when that light started shining on them and they were getting abducted, I have never laughed harder. Hysterical. I was like, this party is so fucking silly. So fucking fun.
And even like Wes scaring them in the alien costume before and like literally walking in on Paige and Amanda saying like, hey, he's like worried about that. You guys aren't had sex yet, you know?
He basically wants to fuck you. And then he's like, so who else do I want to fuck? Like, and he's like looking at Sierra, like, don't say anything. Sierra's just kind of like, okay, you guys should stop talking, but keep talking.
But it's also funny how he can get the girls to talk. He can get Paige and Amanda to say what he wants them to say. Like, he's like
talking about their juice boxes.
He feels very brotherly too.
Mm-hmm. He is.
I wonder. I would love to know a little bit more about his backstory. Like, I feel like he has a lot of sisters or something. So his mom was a gyno. The dad is a horse person,
a horse rancher, cattle rancher. I don't know if he has siblings.
Oh, I feel like He has a big family.
But his dad was also like a football coach and he played football and the whole thing. He just feels, again, he's like, I've said, like, and I've hung out with him again. He is very good.
Hey guys, I hung out with Wes. No big deal.
No, you know, I don't like this.
You loved it.
I don't want to. I had a blast, but you know, I don't like to meet my heroes kind of thing. No, but he was just so, he's so easy. Like he has such an ease of calmness around him. Like when you went, you're like, oh, I've known you forever, which is why he's probably a great interviewer because he's going to get that complex job because we know he works there now.
Right. He does end up getting it. We do know that. Yeah. He's just great with his words, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Here, I really want to talk about the Lindsay and the Carl of it all because
Before we talk about that, we need to talk about the Danielle and Carl combo because Carl went to Danielle. Okay.
Sorry. Yes. I wanted to go into the Carl of it all, I guess, more.
Yes. So
Carl tells Danielle he wants to go back to Loverboy. And I'm like, this motherfucker. I am back on Team Lindsay. This guy is talking to everybody about everything in his life except for his partner.
But is it because he's scared and he's trying to bring up the perfect way to say it? I was surprised by her reaction.
Because she was like, what the fuck? Why are you telling me this and not telling her?
No, I mean Lindsay's reaction. She was like, you couldn't turn me on more. Get a fucking job. That's why I'm so annoyed of you.
I felt very much, Carl is somebody who's probably a little bit of a people pleaser. He has an idea. Hey, I think I want to do this. And it's like, okay. And then Lindsay, I know everybody like hates Lindsay, but I very much side with her here because I'm like, Lindsay, for everything she has started a company, whether Hub House PR exists now or not, it did exist. She did have PR partners. She did do a lot of PR. She started a company from a ground up. It was her name on the company. So it's like, I feel like Carl's come with these ideas where she's like, oh, he says, oh, I think I want to do a podcast. And he's like a dreamer on it. And she's like, okay, I'm going to turn that into an action item. I'm going to go purchase all the podcast stitch. On the after show, he's like, well, she bought the equipment. You know, now I'm working on a podcast. She's like, yeah, she's going to make shit happen because if you have an idea, you need to bring it to fruition. So Lindsay is like, how do I get from point A to point B the fastest? You want to do that? Great. Let's get this up. Let's start messing around with it. And I don't think it's crazy that she wanted to have them do a podcast as a couple. Like he was saying, like she wanted to do it as a couple. And I was thinking I could do something, but I'm like, having both of you on a podcast would have brought more people in.
I think he went to go the different route, though, kind of the motivational speaking, like the sobriety that.
But where, I guess it's like, where was he in that? Like Lindsay's kind of saying, like, I need you to be a go-getter in the sense of if you have an idea, what are you doing to get that done then? Like you think
she's worried about their money. Like it's, she literally says it. She's like, you do not have a steady income coming.
And I think she's the one.
And it's been over a year now.
I think any brand deal he's gotten, she's secured for them. She's a go-getter in the sense of like, she's like, okay, I'm going to be an influencer like Paige. I'm going to hustle and I'm going to get the deals. And I'll get them for you, Carl. But like, what are you doing? Because this show is going to end. We're going to be done. Like when I feel like Lindsay's saying like, when I'm pregnant, I'm not doing the show anymore. I'm not going and partying in the Hamptons every weekend. Like we're going to like live our life. So like, what are you doing? Because if I can't work, what are you going to be doing?
I would love to like know more about because like,
and why is he asking her this while she's wasted? He wants her to get activated. He wants to start shit with her. He wants her on camera. No, he wants her on camera.
She was excited about it. She's like, if that's what you want to do,
he didn't think she would. He wanted her to flip out that he'd go back to Loverboy, and where she was kind of like, fine, if that's where you're going, then go, just do it.
She's just excited for him to work, you know?
Yeah. And well, I think she wants to see him be passionate.
You've had
about
a year
something.
To think about this. Now we got to move on.
People really need to watch the after show because it's so enlightening when they're like reflecting back where Lindsay's basically saying, like, in New York, men are so driven by their careers. Like, that's like really what defines them. And so, like, if you have a career, you become happier. If you're happier, maybe you want to fuck me. Once again, like this whole thing where it was like, I'm like,
he's not a New York. He's an SF guy.
He's got to move to SF. Carl,
I'll take
a tech vest.
We can go to Balboa. You can wear a Patagonia. We can hike Tennessee Valley. We'll go to Marina Greens. You can get a dog. You'll live your best life here.
And I just feel like, and truthfully, it's like, I get it. It's like some people are not self-starters. They really do need somebody to kind of like, there are people like, I've had jobs where I've like fallen into things and I'm like, oh my God, thank God that like happened, that I knew somebody who knew somebody that like got me connected here, because like, it was a tough path for me to like figure what I wanted to do next. Carl is somebody that like something comes to him and then he decides, right? He really isn't a go-getter in that way. Like the lover boy, the non-alcoholic is a perfect thing for him. And it's like Kyle kind of created this position, but it's also like, I feel like they're rewriting history of like Lindsay tried to make Carl leave lover boy. And it's like, she never did. Like Carl blames a lot of his problems of either being a people pleaser.
Don't you remember her?
She said, go talk to Kyle.
You are not getting what you're worth.
But that's what I think she was saying. Go renegotiate with Kyle. Hey, no, I'm going to all these events.
She thought it would be different.
No, I don't. Carl's a human being with free will. Like Carl.
It's okay.
I see sides of Carl and I'm like, oh, Carl is dealing with so much here. I think he's having a constant battle with his sobriety. Not like he wants to slip, but like that's so at the forefront. And he's so worried because of ways that he acted before. He's such a people pleaser now. But the one person he's not pleasing is his partner at this point in time. And he's trying to please everybody else and then kind of activate her. It's like, why do all these other people know? Right now, I can actually kind of see how Lindsay feels a little bit blindsided because he's talking to everybody else but her.
Well, right now, they seem to be in a decent place. So I'm curious.
I think she thinks they are. I don't know that he's
going to happen.
I don't know that he thinks that they're in a decent place because next week he's already saying he's at his parents and that's where that convo is where they're saying, I don't think you should get married. So it's
it was a little too soon, if you ask me.
I mean, sure.
It all worked out for the best.
And I know that combo that, where they broke up is him probably really saying, like, let's postpone. But she's basically saying, if you postpone, this is done. I get it.
And I get that too.
I get it. But I also just, I'm like, I think you're literally trying to make Lindsay mad here. I think you're trying to, like, have her. She's having the best time. Her wig flew off. She was getting, she's having the best time. And I feel that he's waiting. He wants it to happen on camera so he has proof.
Okay. Well, he didn't get it, but I disagree with all of that. I think he was too scared to tell her. He ran it by a few people. He got her on board. She's just excited. She turns her on that he's actually going to work.
She's going to bend over upstairs.
And then, I mean, yeah.
I don't know. I just.
Their sex life is interesting.
Well, it's a 2.5 out of 10. I'm like, oh, God. I mean, look, Lindsay, Lindsay has who she is, and she's been that person since season one. So that, to me, is just, it is what it is, you know?
She definitely hasn't changed over the years. We can say that much.
But anyways, I thought it was still a good episode of Summer House. I get excited every Thursday. I'm excited.
Absolutely. It's flying by.
Truly.
Season.
They said we're like 3 weeks away from the end of summer. I'm like, no, we can't be. Fall must be fun. Okay. All right. Shall we take a quick break and then we'll come with some Taylor talk?
Yes.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They've have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right, because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee,
you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Okay, so you just sent me like the Spotify, read the Spotify thing about Taylor.
Oh, what I, so this was held by Beyonce a couple of weeks ago for Cowboy Carter, which to me is album of the year. And I'm not, we won't get into that part of it, but the Tortured Poets, wait, God, I've sent so many things here. Okay. On April 19th, 2024, the Tortured Poets Department became Spotify's most streamed album in a single day, and Taylor Swift became the most streamed artist in a single day in Spotify history, which is crazy. But now let me tell you, that album came out at 9 p.m., and you know what I did? I pressed play, and then I finished that at about 10:13 maybe, and then I said, okay, I'm done for the night. And then at 11:01, I see the fucking second album has been dropped. And I said, I have to go to bed. I have to take my mother to the airport at 5:30 a.m. But you know what I did? I pressed fucking play. And I had people who had went to sleep and I texted them, you better wake your fucking ass up. We've got an album to listen to. One was my sister with her baby. I said, well, you won't be waking up. But when you wake up, you have two full albums to listen to.
So it is 30 songs or 31?
31. Obviously, it's 13 right. Backwards.
Duh. Duh.
And it clocks in at 2 hours and 2 minutes because she's been flashing two everywhere. And you guys, okay, Lana Del Rey is performing at Coachella tonight. It's her headlining set. And there are rumors that Snow on the Beach was sound checked earlier.
See, that, like, it bothers me because then it's going to be all about Taylor and Lana's not going to get her moment. So that bothers me, but also I want to see it.
Well, Lana had her moment last week. Okay. And I will say it was mixed reviews from last week, even though she brought Billie Eilish out and they did Ocean Eyes. But if she wants to be talked about.
Amp it up. She wants to amp it up.
This is the way. So they have Snow on the Beach and then, you know, I could see her coming out. Where is she? She hasn't even, have we even seen her today?
Like today, I just thought she like went to Nobu with Trav. They had some sush.
They were at Sushi then Park last weekend. So
they listened to the album together. They talked about high school.
Yeah, what's your overall vibe? Yeah, tell me that and then your overall vibe of the album.
I never like an album the first time I listen to it. I just don't because I'm a song killer. Yeah. I love to repeat a song over and over and over again. You know all the words and scream it at the top of my lungs. And there were some favorites for me.
Okay.
I love.
You want me to go down? Would you like me to go? So here's what I want to say. So for me.
I haven't probably listened. I mean, did I play it in my classroom today? Yes.
Yeah.
Did I listen to a lot of to and from? No, like the safe ones. Oh, okay. To and from work. Yes.
Okay.
But I read a lot of articles because the best part about a Taylor Swift album is literally breaking it down. Yeah. Who is she talking about? Is it Matt? Is it Joe? Is it Trav? Is it Kim Kanye? You know, all that. So that is the best part of the album. You listen through it one time, then you're trying to figure out who she's talking about, what she's trying to say. A lot of people are saying that like the Eras tour was like really hard for her. And she was
That's what she talks about in that one song. I need to pull up the song list because I'm going to butcher every song title. But that's literally what she talks about in I Can Do It With a Broken Heart, where she's basically saying, I started this tour with a broken heart and I still perform for you. It's like lights, camera, smile, bitch. Bitch, smile. I'm going to get the lyrics wrong. But what I like, because I listened to it separately. So I listened to album one, right? Or the first part of it and then the anthology. So to me, I was like, this is Midnight's part two. And then the second half is Folklore part two. And so
I got very Folklore vibes.
Yeah. For the second half. Yeah. But then like Midnight's on the first half. Like you can really tell like that the first half is Jack Antonoff. And then the second half is like Aaron Dessner, which so for me, I love The National. That's what the band Aaron Dessner's in. I love The National. And it's like, I loved Folklore. I loved Evermore. And so that's like the second half is by far the best side for me. Like, easily. Like I listened to that and I had a smile on my face. The first half, I was kind of like, this feels very Midnight. Honestly, the first like 30 minutes, I felt like I was listening to the same song through. I liked the synth. It gave me a lot of 80s vibes with it. Like Fortnite I thought was really good with Post Malone, and that's obviously her lead single, and I liked that.
But I don't like the clubs. I'm not super into the clubs.
Oh my God, I thought Florida with Florence brought that. That's a top song for me.
So for me, it's So Long London.
Oh, obsessed. God. I mean, when she says that line where she talks about, I wasted my youth on you. Oh, I felt that.
The pain.
And think about it. London is Matty Healy. London is Joe. London,
I think,
is
to me,
Harry.
I think it was like, more. I mean, yeah, I guess it's all of
I mean,
them,
she's
yeah.
basically saying, I'm done yeah. with London, right?
Like, yeah, yeah.
I've had a long history here.
Yeah. For me, I thought it was Joe, but sure. I guess I didn't think about it as all of them.
No. I think this was yeah. Joe focused, but I'm saying she has had a lot of right. international boyfriends. I mean, sure. I know Calvin was Scottish, but like, you know, there's a lot, like she's dated a lot of people from the UK.
Okay. The Thank You, Amy song is about Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
I can just see that at the Eras tour and people screaming it back with her. I know. So you're saying you should think she's going to get backlash for us.
So there's this one. So first off, it's also like, I kind of wanted it to be more of a diss track if we're like doing a diss track. And like, mm-hmm. it's like when she says like, you know, your daughter's going to be singing this song and only you and I will know this is about you. And it's like, well, you capitalize Kim in the title. So we all know, but that's fine. Like as soon as I saw the title and I was like, oh, this is like Britney Spears. Like if you seek Amy, right? But yep. I saw it and I was like, oh, Kim. I was like, oh, shit, we've got a diss track for Kim. Like, I saw it like right away. And then the one thing about the song that drove me nuts about this is there's this lyric where she says, my mom basically like wished you were dead. Okay, it's just a little too far for me on that lyric, perhaps. And I can see that Taylor goes through these phases where she kind of gets overexposed. And so I could see the sale, like,
She's just such a high school girl to me in so many ways, like writing her poetry down. I mean, I think she's so happy right now because she's with Travis and like,
oh, she's getting fucked good. If you listen to So High School, she is there. His friends are playing Grand Theft Auto and she's got to keep her size silent because she's getting it good.
But that's why I think they're a match. He's very immature. And yeah. I think people put Taylor on a pedestal, but I think she is at the same time like a 16-year-old girl writing about her
she wants
scorned
to and loves
ex-boyfriend.
To be
and she is brilliant. I mean, the way that we're dissecting this right now is literally insane. We are almost 40-year-old women and we are, you know, like
okay, when you that I still think I'm mid-30s.
I still think I'm 28. So yeah,
whatever. Okay. The mammogram chat in our group chat today really took us to a new level here. I said, no, I agree. I mean, I agree with you wholeheartedly. And like, I'm also not like, I'm a Swiftie, but I'm not in the deep lore of like Swiftie. So like if any Swiftie is like listening to this and basically like giving us the finger, because like, this isn't my favorite album of hers. I will listen. I will enjoy it. I don't feel like there's any like true bops on it.
I was waiting for, I'm like, okay, what's my song that I want to like jam out to? Yeah. My last song before I go have to go
but
to
I
work
will tell you
that I need to pump up for.
I am obsessed with what's the title? I hate that. Oh, Who's Afraid of Little Old Me? First off, she's a fucking witch in this song. And when she's like, Who's Afraid of Little Old Me? You can scream that one.
Right. That and there does seem like so much potential. And then I mean, you know, her acoustic sets at her shows too, like yeah. every single one of these could be an acoustic song.
I needed her to edit it a little bit. Okay. Like
31
was
too much.
Lot of her. So I was reading. So like, as I was like walking my dog today, I was like listening to it again. And then, you know, you pop up the lyrics from Spotify. Cause I'm like, this is all one long song to me. The album, I swear to God, is better if you put it on shuffle. Okay. It's so good
on
shuffle.
You don't like the order.
I don't personally like the order because I feel like it's like heavy synth.
She's very strategic about her order.
I know, but it feels like heavy synth in the front half. And then again, it's like more acoustic piano on the back half. And for me, I need to mess it up a little bit. So I personally liked it on a shuffle so that I didn't know what I was getting. But she uses a lot of like similar lyrics and same songs. So like the word precocious, she's a precocious kid. It keeps popping up over there. It's like, you know, she talks about the same kind of things where it's like, could this maybe have been a song together? You know,
31
what I mean?
Is a lot. 31 is a lot.
Is a lot. It's a lot. And
I think
she could have edited a few songs out
to spend the week longer with it. And
I mean,
know my
manuscript is so beautiful and it's so sad and it ends the album.
And it's like, I also could see where she, because she says this too, right? Like, this chapter is closed. I'm done. I've written it all out. Like, I'm this.
And
I'm
now she's going to take like a real break.
I literally could see her not performing this. I could see this. I think my sister made a good point because she told me, she texted me, she's like, I don't think this album is for us. This was like cathartic for her to write this out and get this out and not necessarily to entertain us as fans.
Well, I mean, she didn't like, she didn't perform like Folklore and stuff. That's like in the Eras tour. She never had a tour for that. Well, this kind of feels the same. Right. Yeah, but kind of feels the same. She's just such a different level that if you went to her concert, it wouldn't be ever focused on one album at this point. So I like what your sister said. I kind of agree with that. And this will be sprinkled into the rest of the Eras tour. But that's going to end this year, right? She finishes in New Orleans.
She adds stuff like next year too, but maybe not. But
I predict they're gonna get engaged this summer. He's gonna put a ring on it before the football season. Then
you feel an August proposal.
Then I mean, our friend said it last night. Beth, she's like, he'd be an idiot not to propose to her. I'm like, you're so right.
He better, because otherwise that album is gonna be tough.
No, and then maybe after the season. They could like spend some time to actually plan it out, and then she'll just implant those babies immediately.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? I like it upon more listens. It just feels very
heavy
to me. No, yes, but it's also there's not for me personally a lot of growth in the sound. It's like every album that you like, Cowboy Carter comes out, and I don't mean to like compare the two, but it's just that's like the most recent. Like, this is the year of the pop girlies too. So it's like Drake dropped an album. It's like, get the fuck out of here, Drake. Justin Timberlake dropped an album. This is the year of the pop girlies. Go away. Get out of here. But it's like Beyonce dropped that, and I was like, this is insane. Even like Renaissance too is like, this is such a different sound. And Taylor usually does that too. She creates some different sound. This feels very much plus one onto what she's already done. And so to me, there's not a ton of growth. I also think I like her lyrics, and please don't come after me, Swifties. I'm sorry. I like her lyrics, but I also feel like she's somebody that could be like, take an easy lyric and then like thesaurus the shit out of it. From like five words to like 10. Yeah, exactly. You know, something like that where I'm like, wait, what? Like, there are some really funny lyrics in this. She's like, I'm having his baby. No, I'm not. I sent this to a friend because I was like, what even is this lyric? I got to find it because I'm like, this is so funny to me. Like, some of the things that she said. Like, she has some good lyrics, and then she has some, like, wait, what?
I just want
to. She said, in one of her songs, she says, my friends used to play a game where we would pick a decade we wish we could live in instead of this. I'd say the 1830s, but without all the racists. Why is that a lyric? Like, I just, like, sometimes it's like, editing is good.
Right.
Editing is good. And I think she's also surrounded by a lot of yes people. And sometimes we should say no.
No, I mean, she's on top of the world. She's literally on top of the world right now. I mean, she is the biggest celebrity right now.
I mean, look, am I going to go back and like continue to have like to listen to this album and have a bunch of like different thoughts that change? Like 100%. What would you say your top songs are so far?
I'm obsessed with the Amy song.
That's your top song.
I really like that. The London Fog.
So Long London.
That too.
High school. That very, it gives me very, like when she's like, we watch American Pie, I'm like, yeah, because Travis loves Stifler. I know it. I know it's Travis like
Varsity Blues.
Yeah, like it just feels very like that's like I love I Can Do It with a Broken Heart, Florida, like I mentioned, So Long London, Fortnite is good.
Okay, I gotta listen to the manuscript more. But you guys, I gotta go to the golf course.
Oh my gosh, okay, my tee time is in 30. Good luck. This has been great, and hopefully, you know what? Maybe next week we'll have more words to say about this. Have a fabulous weekend. Thank you. Everybody, enjoy your happy hour, and we will see you then. Bye,
Mary. Talk soon. Bye.